Follow them at Underwood Sports, stateoftheu.com.
SB Nation.
SB Nation, Miami site.
Yes, sir.
You have a fancy title now? What are you, like co-executive editor or something?
Co-managing editor, yeah.
Yeah, co-managing editor.
Man, my buddy Jerry, he lives far away, but he's a great guy. He does
far away. I probably shouldn't sing in front of you since it's probably pretty good at that. And
no, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't want to ruin yours. Anyways, we're here getting into the Miami Hurricanes. College football is right around the corner.
Can't wait.
We'll talk to Safi Dean from the Tallahassee Democrat coming up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
we'll ask him how the probation and the federal penitentiary situation is up there in Tallahassee.
How the trophy room's going?
Yeah,
we'll ask him about that.
Exactly. Cam, let me ask you this question: what do you make of the recent social media push by the U, the latest being this hype video that came out, which we have posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TicketMiami, where it shows, you know, the uniforms and someone a graffiti artist. And then there's like a bunch of like fast cars and yachts and Pusha T. True. And you know what? When I saw this video, I was like, oh, this is cool. This is so Miami. This is awesome. Mm. And then I felt like two things. One, a lot of the kids that we recruit, like, that's not their lifestyle in Miami. Like, that's not what they're experiencing.
Yeah, I have a problem with the Hurricanes account, if I might interrupt you for a second, tweeting, where else would you rather be? Like, that's not, I think they're disconnected with what a kid wants.
Right, like, you know,
there's the beach. Where would you rather, why would you go anywhere but here? Like,
well, no, it's really just taking things that we can sell. I mean, it's marketing.
But it's
it is marketing, and I get it, but it's a little disingenuous. And here's my other thought, which is, for a while we had a little guy. He's a little guy running around named Nevin Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Nevin Shapiro sell to these kids?
That lifestyle.
Boats,
that lifestyle.
Mansions.
And it got us put on probation, and it got us put under the quote-unquote cloud.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're selling the lifestyle that got us put on probation.
Well, yeah. See, I think that there's a difference between
With hookers on boats. Come to the U.
Well, I mean, there's parties in Miami. Now, I mean, by putting that in the video, that's not saying, okay, take these illicit benefits from this guy who's trying to, you know, ruin the program. But I mean, hey, if you're not watching Ballers, you need to. It's awesome. And, you know, The Rock, he went to the U, and they have a lot of stuff at the U. The practice facility for the Dolphins in that show, by the way, is actually the Green Tree Practice Fields. Yeah. So enjoy that. But yeah, well, you know, like I was saying, you're just taking things from Miami that are, you know, sensationalized in media, and you're saying, hey, we as the University of Miami are in this city, and this is our city. This is our vibe. This is our style.
But we don't want style. We want substance.
I would enjoy both, but I mean, right now, in the absence of substance, then why are you not? I mean, why would we not push the style?
I'll tell you
right
how
now
it differs
video?
From what they do at FSU right now. The hallways are lined with pictures of guys that just went to the NFL. It's more of a football dominated type thing. And now, don't get me wrong, the Hurricanes, that tradition they have from the 5 championships, they've got Hall of Famers. FSU's got guys that just are getting in the league, not really proven other than, you know, the same time period. So it's like FSU's, they've got murals and stuff of guys that have been there just a couple years ago. They say, get on the pipeline. Canes seem to be selling the past, now they're selling the lifestyle and the new uniforms and the swag. They're pushing that. I think it's chicken before the egg, you know? You got to win games first.
It's exactly how I look at it.
I mean, there's many sides to it, you know, and I mean,
they're doing what they can.
But I mean, in the recruiting conversations, obviously, I'm sure that if you're recruiting a wide receiver right now, Al Golden's saying, hey, Philip Dorsett, first round, you have that kind of a talent. Yeah. Stacy Coley, if he can forget last year, and we're going to put that out of our mind, and go back to freshman year and progress more with a new position coach, Kevin Beard, who, you know, mm-hmm. was part of the championship team. Now you can say, okay, cool. So we had Philip, and now we have Stacy. So I'm not necessarily buying the fact that we're not pushing football. Right. We just might not be pushing the stadium and those shots and the football right now in a social media way. But to the team, to the incoming recruits, to the prospective players, we're definitely pushing that. We have to be.
Let's talk recruiting for a real sec.
Oh, let's go.
Okay. I know that's the heartbeat. And I don't get into recruiting purposely because my brain can't handle it. Okay,
kids, I can't tough. Handle
like,
it.
I just like it's too much for me. So I don't start really like getting focused on recruiting until probably halfway through the football season at least.
Okay,
because I just I have enough problems memorizing who's on the roster now. Meanwhile, who's like in
that's way earlier
you know,
than I do.
Then like Storm 18, like I can't get into it. But listen, Miami reportedly has all these great classes lined up. The problem is that's great until they put pen to paper.
Right.
Like, and I just, like, that's what worries me. It's like these verbal commits and I'm this much committed and blah, blah, blah. And here's the latest story. Jordan Scarlett's trying to get Sam Bruce to go to UF.
Yeah, but we all knew that was going to happen because they're best friends. They went to high school together for 4 years or
just,
3 years.
Just all this stuff is great, but are so far away from them signing those letters.
Yes.
So what do you make of all that?
I mean, it's tough. I don't know why I enjoy following recruiting. I follow it 365 days a year. I don't know. I'm weird like that.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm in a different mental space than most people. But, I mean, you have to get the kids to commit. You have to have that, you know, kind of verbal foundation, this hypothetical foundation of a class, because you can't go with nothing.
Right, obviously.
At its core, it's really interesting. 60-year-old guys selling free agents that are 17 years old.
Exactly. So, I mean,
how do they keep up? Urban Meyer right now, he's the Calipari of college football.
Well, he's always been able to recruit.
And how does he do it? What's he do differently?
Yeah, I mean,
you kind of wonder, you know?
But you have position coaches who recruit and everything also.
Did I say that out loud? I think I might have.
Yeah, I think you might have. But, you know, it's tough. You know, there's always going to be attrition. There's always going to be kids who leave. But then there's going to be kids like a Brad Kaya who he committed early in his senior year, and then that was it. And there were all kinds of reports. And I still on Twitter make fun of a particular writer who was like, oh, Brad Kaya is going to Boise. I have it 100% confirmed. Yeah. And then Brad Kaya came on the next day and was like, any other statement than I'm going to the University of Miami is a lie. Drop mic. Goodbye. That's it. And then he left. So, you know, you're going to have kids who want the, you know, like Keith Bryan a few years ago. He's a defensive tackle out of West Palm Beach. He ended up going to Florida State.
Right.
He's buried on the roster, not playing. But he committed to four different schools throughout his recruitment, and he loved the spotlight. He went to FAU, Florida Atlantic's camp, and he was showing out so much that they dismissed him the first night. They didn't even let him participate in the football camp because he was there not for actual recruiting. He was there for the spectacle. So you're going to have kids who are like Brad Kaya who are who are about business and nothing else. And you're going to have kids like Keith Bryant who are about the show. And there's going to be a lot of variation in between. So, you know, you just got to find those kids. You got to work to keep them committed. And hopefully by winning games, we can do that.
Texts are coming in fast and furious at the Kendo Toyota, West Kendo Toyota text line. Here we go.
Let's go.
Is Yerby the real deal?
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch his tapes from last year when he scored some touchdowns, if you look at his stuff from high school at Miami Central, Yerby's the real deal. And he's bigger.
We're always saying quarterback is the most important position in sports. Is it really all that far-fetched to think Kaya can make this team overachieve?
Not at all. I mean, he does need help.
Yeah, team sport.
It is a team sport, but the most important player is the quarterback, and we have one of the best in the nation. So, yeah.
Why are we supposed to believe the defense is better?
Faith. I mean, hopefully they, you know, we have a new defensive line coach. The guys have progressed so that they have a little bit more experience. And, you know, I'm hoping that there's going to be some kind of schematic change. I don't know what it is. I hope that we don't go to the two-gap system as much. But if they change that, maybe. And then the linebackers and secondary are really, really good.
Are we going to see the safeties line up in Atlanta again?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't have the playbook in front of me.
Well, let me ask you this
question,
because you've been around not just college football, but you've been around high school sports in town as well.
Yep, yep.
I feel like the little that I know about local athletics is that all these kids are raised, they all run like gazelles.
Yep.
They're raised playing man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to the U, and they're asked to play a scheme that they're not used to. Why? I'm still trying to figure out, 4 years later, why we get these gazelles, these guys that can run, these guys that grow up playing man-to-man, and we put them in a position they're not familiar with.
Well, you know, I think it's a little bit of the philosophy of the coaching staff, obviously, and maybe, you know, we have some bigger corners now. Michael Jackson out of Alabama and Sheldrick Redwine from Killian, they're incoming this year. They're, you know, 6'1", 6'2". So maybe they fit the physicality that the coaches are looking for a little bit more, and they took some players who were very talented but not necessarily for the roles that they put them in. So I think that maybe there's a little bit of mismatch there, but also it's kind of a mismatch where the coaches say, we want to do this, and you have a player who, you know, coaches want to do scheme A. Player, it really excels at scheme B, but they don't kind of mesh that to really maximize the player. I think that's where we're saying.
All right, we're up against it. You have one more segment in you?
I got all day.
All right, Cam Underwood. Bonus coverage! Miami Hurricanes talk after this in the Ticket.